Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Is the Jer Industries warehouse in Commerce, California haunted? I got a message from an anonymous user that told me that this particular location was haunted as hell. They claim to have seen apparitions inside this warehouse, past employees that have passed away, and apparently the company had just sold the warehouse. And upon asking this former Jer Industries employee for more clarification on the hauntings that actually occurred, she told me a haunting story involving a former employee named Ed. It was the year 2000, and she was a new employee who had begun working at Jer Industries. During her lunch breaks, she would often eat in the upstairs warehouse area and would often encounter a man named Ed, whom she assumed also worked at the company. And one day, a coworker asked a new employee if they had encountered the ghost. Confused, she asked about what ghost the coworker was referring to. The coworker proceeded to describe the ghostly figure. A tall, thin, older man with a bald head and mustache, typically dressed in a white shirt, red tie, and black pants. The coworker even offered to show the new employee a photograph of the man purported to be this ghostly apparition. The description left the new employee stunned, as it perfectly matched the appearance of Ed, the man they had been regularly interacting with since starting at the company. It was then revealed that Ed had passed away 2 years prior to the new employee's arrival. Ed had been part of the collections department and had tragically died at his desk after 2 decades of service with the company. Coincidentally, the new employee now occupied Ed's former workspace. The new employee recounted that they began seeing Ed merely a week into their employment. They would exchange greetings in the hallways, with Ed responding with a wave and a smile. During lunch breaks, Ed would inquire if the new employee was watching television, and upon receiving a no, he would change the channel to the news. One time she was sitting at another table and Ed asked if she liked her boss, and in response, she just politely smiled. Ed would respond, "Oh, come on, everybody knows he's an asshole." The new employee found it peculiar that Ed always wore the same outfit and never seemed to eat at lunch. These encounters continued, unbeknownst to the new employee, that they were interacting with a ghostly presence rather than a living coworker. I asked the anonymous person if other people besides the guy who asked her if she had seen Ed also reported things in this warehouse. Apparently, a man named Gabriel, who has since passed away, who worked in the warehouse, would always refer to these apparitions as friends, even jokingly claiming to walk around and see if they wanted in on the betting pool. Gabriel would claim that he's experienced doors randomly opening and shutting, and things flying off shelves. With so much paranormal activity, Gabriel never vowed to work a late night at the warehouse. Hell, even the owners of the warehouse never liked staying late either, according to employees. Ed wasn't the only frequent apparition that the anonymous user experienced. Apparently, she used to see a little girl. And it turned out that the little girl was the deceased child of one of the other employees. The little girl had tragically died in a car seat under the care of her babysitter. The little girl's ghost would always follow the mother around the warehouse. However, the anonymous user claimed that she didn't even know that the girl was a ghost the entire time she had seen it. But when she found out that she wasn't a living person and the circumstances of her death, she never saw the girl again. Another frequent apparition that many employees experienced was an apparition they referred to as the conductor, a heavyset man who would always be spotted in striped overalls, who looked grimy. He worked on the side where the train tracks were. Additionally, some of the offices within the warehouse were apparently sealed off with fake walls, and you could still hear people talking within these walls. There was also a lot of cold mist in the warehouse, and employees would frequently see orbs of light. Apparently, the building used to be one of Howard Hughes' old buildings where airplane parts were made. And the anonymous user's mom had met a lady in the hospital, her roommate, who used to be an engineer in the very same building when it was owned as Baker Tools, where she would experience the apparition of Howard Hughes. After posting the video of Jur Industries on my Instagram page, I had someone reach out to me claiming that the place was 100% haunted and that he and his cousin explored the place when they were children, since their uncle used to frequently park his truck there. Here is the audio clip he sent me, detailing his experiences at this location.
Well, when we were younger, my uncle used to park his truck there at Jur. And in the back, there used to be a little back room where the restrooms were at. And I remember we didn't like going in there. I remember we would get this eerie feeling, but we needed to use the restroom, and my cousin, so we would go in there. And I remember the lights would always be flickering in that back room where the restrooms were at. And in this one instance, me and my cousin went to go use the restroom, and we could have swore before I entered the restroom that we seen a little girl in the hallway. So we're like, what the fuck? Like, well, I mean, maybe she's in here doing the same thing we are, right? We get there, and there was only one restroom, so we get there, and there was no one in the restroom, and there was nowhere else for the girl to have gone, so we're like, what the fuck? I could have swore I seen the girl, you know? But yeah, I don't know, that place just always had eerie vibes to me, too.
If you thought that story was eerie, the same anonymous user told me that a man named Terry Peter Rasmussen, known as the Chameleon Killer, had worked at Jur Industries roughly 20 years ago, stealing the identity of a salesman. Back in the 1980s, he was linked to the Bear Brook murders in Allenstown, New Hampshire. Between 1978 and 1980, Rasmussen killed Merlise Honeychurch, her two daughters Marie Vaughn and Sarah McWalters, and his own biological daughter from an unknown relationship. Their bodies were discovered in two barrels in Bear Brook State Park, one barrel found in 1985 and the second in 2000. Rasmussen's ability to assume multiple identities allowed him to evade law enforcement for decades. He used aliases such as Bob Evans, Curtis Kimball, Gordon Jensen, and Larry Vanner, while committing heinous crimes across different states. His pattern of infiltrating families, forming relationships with women, and then disappearing with their children made him a particularly dangerous predator. In addition to the Bear Brook murders, Rasmussen is suspected in the disappearance of Denise Boudin in 1981, who disappeared right after Thanksgiving, shortly before Rasmussen fled with her daughter, whom he renamed Lisa. He would raise her for several years before abandoning her in California in 1986. So, why bring this guy up? Well, according to the anonymous user, during the time Rasmussen was a salesman at the company, other salesmen often complained of little children running around the warehouse, even asking employees in other departments to stop bringing their kids. But the problem was, nobody was bringing their kids in. So whose kids were these? Apparently, they would hear nursery songs being sung by the children. And unfortunately, the phenomenon was so disturbing that a lot of salesmen had quit shortly before Rasmussen was arrested for the murder of his wife, Yunsun Jun, a chemist whom he married in an unofficial ceremony in 2001. In 2002, Jun was found murdered, her body dismembered and buried under cat litter at their home. Rasmussen was arrested for her murder after purchasing large quantities of cat litter and was convicted in 2003. This conviction ultimately led to the unraveling of his true identity. Well, that is all for today's episode. Have you ever experienced anything at Jer Industries? If you have a story you want to share about this place, please send me a message on Instagram at TheScareCast, or you can email me at mike@thescarecast.com. I'll be linking my website post for this episode in the description of this episode, and also the video version I posted on social media will also be linked there as well. As always, be safe out there, and until next time.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.